This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the AA meeting.
Yeah.
I'm a bit out of breath.
From dancing.
From the dance.
From the dance.
Yeah.
We were killing it today.
Lord of the dance. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel like some weeks we kill it and other weeks we really kill it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
so we just killed it or did we really kill it?
No, today we really killed it.
Oh, okay, nice.
Did you not feel like we really killed it?
No, I did feel like we really killed it. I just am a bit puffed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm parched, actually. I might have some water.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah, thanks.
Welcome back to another episode. What is this today? 40, I don't know. 44.
Mm-hmm. 44? I know.
My goodness gracious. We hope you had a lovely week.
Yes.
We've had a lovely week.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that a little bit more in a little bit.
Yep, the sun is shining.
It is. It's great.
Let's seize the day.
Let's. Carpe diem. Is that what that means? Carpe diem?
What?
Does that mean seize the day? Or did I make that up?
Seize the day means seize the day.
But doesn't carpe diem mean seize the day?
Oh, I don't know. Sounds like.
In Latin or something?
I was like,
if I'm wrong, that I'm going to sound really dumb.
Come into my DMs.
That too. Seize the day. Lovely.
Yeah, let's just like go into the episode.
Straight into it.
Yeah.
Lovely. Let's
roll
the
intro.
Welcome to my f***ed up home. I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go.
So Abby, how was your week this week?
It's been all right.
Mm.
It's been a week.
It has been a week, that's true.
But it's been like a week. Okay. You know what I mean?
Tell us about it.
Sure. I just wanted to talk about this.
Mm.
I feel like I have some message intuition.
Elaborate, please.
So I know when someone's about to message me.
You're like psychic, but only for those DMs.
Only for the DMs.
Yeah.
Sounds ridiculous, but it happens all the time. And I used to just think it was like a coincidence. But it happens every single day.
As in, you know who's going to message you and when, or you just go, I'm about to get a message?
No, I just get this like overwhelming feeling that I need to check my phone. That's called a phone addiction. No, like I get this overwhelming feeling going, like say I'm talking to someone and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, they've responded. Like, because I don't have notifications on my phone.
Yeah.
So, like I can't tell when someone's messaged me anyway, unless I actually go into whatever application it is and it says that there's a message there. And so I get this feeling, I'm like, they've messaged me and I need to reply. And so then I go on, or I'm like, I wonder if they've replied, but I just have this like feeling to go onto my phone and go onto that app specifically and check that person. And every single time there's a message from them saying just now, that exact minute, like whenever I've clicked on the chat or on the on my app.
Yeah.
If it's Instagram, like a little one will come up in the corner. I'll click it and it says just now. That person has said something.
Wow. And that's a bit weird.
It happens a lot. And sometimes it's really embarrassing because it happens and I click on the chat and then they send a message straight away. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, they think that I'm just like, anyway.
But no, you're just psychic.
Just psychic for the DMs.
That is really bizarre.
Yeah. But it happens with like you guys as well.
Yeah.
When I'm like, I feel like Amy's messaged me and I go and you've messaged me that exact second.
That's crazy.
I know.
Oh my goodness. You should start a business or something. I'm not sure what the business would be, but
telling people when they're about to get a DM. Yeah. I'm like, now. Except they can just get a notification. Yeah.
There you go. That's crazy stuff.
Yeah, so I think that's my, you know, some people can like see the future. Mm. Some people can like see spirits and communicate with things. Like, I just know when I'm going to get a DM.
That is crazy. That's a handy little trick you got there.
Thanks.
Has anything else happened this week?
No.
Anything exciting?
What about you?
I don't think so. Freedom Day is approaching fast,
mm-hmm.
with speed. So we're really just gearing up for that.
Yeah.
But other than that, no, absolutely nothing, I don't think, has happened to me in the last week. When did we film last week?
Monday.
Monday. So it's been a full week. I have nothing to report. I left my house once. Yeah, so if you haven't been keeping up with us, if you're new here and you're not from Australia, we've been in lockdown for like probably 7 years at this point.
Yeah, but we're not talking about it.
No, we're not. But we are talking about the fact that we're being let out in like 3 weeks or something.
Oh my God, are you kidding? No, it's a month.
A month. A little under a month. And then we can finally go out and just be our hot girl summer selves. Just
rowdy, loud.
Yeah. And like
stunning,
we've been selves. Like keeping it inside for months, you know, it's been locked up.
Yeah, so. It's gonna be crazy when it's like releasing the hound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. Where are we gonna go first? Let's talk about it.
Okay. Well, what day does it open? You know, that's
Monday.
The thing. Monday. Well, it's Sloppo Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right?
I assume.
And then
so.
It has to, and then we have to go out Saturday and have a Sunday sesh.
Sunday sesh.
So
yeah.
Like, you know, just a big week.
Yeah. Agreed.
We could do Ivy Thursday as well. We could throw that in there.
I actually have missed Ivy in lockdown and I never thought I would say that because that's where we used to go, like when we're in full time.
Yeah, 18.
That was my first club in Sydney.
Really?
Ivy. Yeah.
Marco so Polo gross, pool club's cool.
Yeah.
Like the pool.
Yeah.
But, you know.
The rest of it's pretty.
We could just go for like nostalgia.
Yeah. I feel like it'd be pretty quiet though because it was always only
like backpackers.
And us.
Backpackers and 18-year-old white girls.
Yeah.
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 Great combo.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Love it.
So prepping for the night out.
Yeah. I have so many new clothes to wear. That's why I'm excited for Sunday seshes because I have a lot of Sunday sesh clothes, which is funny because I think we've done maybe 2 Sunday seshes ever.
Yeah, our whole lives. Yeah. So we got to prep for the night out, right? And it's just, you know, obviously girls and boys have different lengths of time that they prepare for things, I guess, mm-hmm. depending on the boy really and also depending on the girl, but mm-hmm. let's just say stereotypical boy and girl prepping for the night out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When do you start your preparation? Like, when does the time start?
If I have all day free, the only thing happening that day is
the night out. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I like to, we've talked about this before, I like to work backwards,
mm-hmm.
and I think you do as well. So say pre start at what?
6 o'clock.
I want to be ready by 5 because I want to have a few drinks before pre's
yeah.
is where it's at.
Yeah.
And then I give myself about an hour and a half to 2 hours to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
But I get ready like way faster than my
you
friends.
You do get really, what? Yeah. You do get ready really quickly.
But before that, I don't have like a strict plan. But I've heard, we were talking about this before the episode, mm. and Abby has like the whole day
so, no, set aside. I'm not high maintenance, but I do start the night before.
Okay, go on.
No, okay. It sounds like I'm actually not. Am I high? Okay, genuine question. Am I high maintenance?
No, because high maintenance is like, you need other people to like help you.
Yeah, I just take good care of myself.
Yeah, exactly.
And the thing is I take pride
in
caring for myself. I don't, mm-hmm. it's not like I take pride in like my appearance and like looking great. No, it's like I take pride in like
self-care.
Hygiene, yes. self-care, like, you know, I just want to be my best self,
yeah.
right? So that starts with the night before the night out.
Okay.
Didn't happen so much this year. Like the past year over summer because we were naturally bronzed goddesses.
Yes.
But generally it's the fake tan the night before, right?
Yeah, true.
So that's where it starts. And then like Ames, yeah, I work backwards.
Mm-hmm.
But for the sake of the convo, let's say we're starting pre's at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. So I've got to wake up at 8 a.m. Okay.
Okay.
Let me walk you through this. Got to wake up at 8 a.m. So then I have some time to go on my phone
mm-hmm.
And then that's about 8:30. And then I need to get up and have a shower. And then put some comfy clothes on. So that's to 9 o'clock. All right. We've already got an hour down. Then I need some, I need time to chill out, have breakfast, if I'm going to exercise or something like that. So let's give that an hour, 9 to 10 o'clock. Okay, we're already at 10. Now, 10 o'clock rolls around. I've got to blow dry and, like, do something with my hair, right?
At 10 o'clock?
Yeah, sometimes.
Won't it die by...
So that's why you do it, like, if, well, generally I straighten my hair.
Yeah.
But, like, if you curl it, do it big and then it drops. It looks nice when it's dropped, you know? So, yeah, maybe, like, 10 till... 12 is dedicated to hair, but like this is like taking my time, like I'll just like relax, I'll go on my phone, I'll watch YouTube, hang out with you guys, lovely. Then like it's maybe 12, maybe I'll start my makeup then. I can do like makeup from like 12 to 2. Now that's a long time for makeup, obviously I don't do it that whole time, but you know, you just need to give yourself some time in case something goes wrong. And then 2 o'clock's time for something to eat, because you don't want to eat too early, you don't eat too late, you know what I mean? So then from around 2 to 3 you like eat, and then I need like an hour for like my outfit,
to pick the outfit,
so then that's like 3 to 4.
Uh-huh.
And then from 4 o'clock to like 5 o'clock, that's like photos time. I guess. And then from 5 to 5:30 is like pre-pre's. And then 5:36 is like getting to the place you need to go to.
I almost think that I love everything except maybe I feel like we do delegate a little more time to picking the outfits because we have to pick everyone's outfit in the house.
Yeah, it is quite a mission.
It is.
Because, you know, everyone needs to have their own moment.
Yeah,
their little And, like, when block. You're in their room, you can't talk about your outfit. That's selfish.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
You have to only have eyes for the person who's trying on clothes.
Yeah.
And you have to be, like, the suggestions chick. Like, you have to be, like... I've got this. Do you want to try on this? Like, you look great in, you know?
Yeah. You need a little black top. I've got one. Let me go get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Love that.
Thanks.
But then compared to boys, I've never seen a boy get ready for a night out, but that's because I don't think that they do. Do they?
I have, but like generally they just, if Pri's is at 6, at like 5:30, they'll have a shower. And then they'll be out of the shower at like 5:45 and they'll just get changed and then like put on some
bit of cologne deodorant or something. Out the door.
That's it.
Easy peasy. Bliss.
Must be nice.
Must be. I mean, to be fair, there probably doesn't need to be a whole day to get ready.
No, but generally it's like fun.
Yeah.
Because we all do it together and we're like, oh, go get a coffee.
Yeah.
Or like, let's go eat outside and then like, let's all do makeup together and listen to music and like, you know.
I just want to get dressed up and put makeup on and go out and buy expensive cocktails and get drunk with my friends. Is that too much to ask?
I've been saving for those cocktails.
For cocktails. Me too.
And normally we go out and we're like, what's your cheapest drink?
Yeah.
Sometimes I go out and I'm like, I'm drinking beer tonight because it's $6 on tap.
Yeah.
But like, no, I'm going to spend $24 on a cocktail I don't even really like.
Yes. Yeah. Because we deserve that after all these months.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to go out. Me too. Bit alarming.
And you guys are gonna get some cracking stories.
Oh, yeah, we'll make sure of it. Anything for the podcast, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like motivation to do
the dumb stuff.
Crazy shit.
Yeah. I was actually like looking back at some of our TikToks the other day and I watched the one about that time we were in the VIP section at Betty.
Oh.
And I remember that was like kind of towards the beginning of the podcast. Mm. And we were like, we have to tell this story
on the podcast. We would do shit to like have a story. It's for content.
For content.
Yeah. Like you guys would want it. Like they wanted to hear a story of us sneaking into the VIP section and then getting kicked out.
You know? Yeah. And now that Seki knows who we are. So really we won that night.
Exactly.
So we've got lots of fun events coming up. It's Yaz's birthday soon.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Which is really lucky because I think her actual birthday is just before Freedom Day, but then like she's within her rights to have another birthday.
Yeah, it's her birth month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like close enough to when her birthday was that it's still okay. You know what I mean?
To celebrate. Yeah.
Yeah. It would really have sucked to have had your birthday. There are some people who had COVID birthdays last year and this year.
Yeah. I'm lucky that mine this year was just out of the lockdown.
Yeah. But the people in like, what is it? April, May? No, we were in June, July, August.
It'd be June, July.
Like July, both birthdays, I'm pretty sure, were COVID. That really sucks for you. I'm really sorry about that. I've not had a COVID birthday and I try not to like brag about it, but like, suckers.
And both of yours were big.
Yeah.
We did big things.
Yeah. Well, my 20th was right before COVID was even in Australia.
Yeah.
So like, it wasn't even a thought, you know what I mean?
Well, we had it in Australia, but no one knew what it was.
We were all like, haha, sucks for China. Like, it wasn't like a big thing.
But speaking of birthdays, worst months of the year to have a birthday in.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
Well, obviously July was pretty shit. But,
oh, yeah.
But
December.
Okay.
December sucks shit to have a birthday in, right?
Because it's Christmas.
No one gives a frick it's your birthday in December because it's Christmas and it's holidays and like we're not at, I mean, not that we go to school, but like we're not, you know, you're not at school, you're not studying, you're not in your course then. So like no one cares, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry, but not sorry. Change it. Change your birthday.
Yeah. Fair. That's a good one. Just after like early January, I think it's a bit January. Shit too.
Terrible.
Again, we've just gotten over Christmas, New Year's. Everyone's great having
January's a close second.
Close second.
Yeah.
January
also sucks because, like, when you're starting the year, like, at school, and remember when you were younger and you're like, I don't know who my friends are going to be this year. Mm. It's like, who are you supposed to invite to your birthday party when you haven't even had a first day of school? Sucks.
I don't know. Sucks.
Yeah.
I also feel like it would really suck to have your birthday in winter.
Yeah, I know we said July because of COVID, but July sucks. No one wants to go out in July.
No,
and you can't do anything fun.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do in July?
People who, think about it this way, people who have a birthday in July have never had a pool party.
Yeah, that sucks.
Or if they did, it probably sucked.
Yeah, or they can't go to the beach. Or like, and people don't even want to go out when it's cold. Everyone's angry. So everyone's just going to be angry at the birthday person for having a birthday in that month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
July sucks. Are there any others?
Yeah.
Tell us.
March sucks. March is just like an irrelevant month, I feel.
Yeah. True.
It's like you're confused that like you're that far into the year and then by the time March is over, no one cares. And it's like April.
Yeah.
Because April is like Easter.
Yeah.
And like my birthday.
Yeah.
So you know, it's important. Yeah.
Yeah, true. Do you have more or are the rest just like average months? Like you're just like January sucks, I'm like, February
all,
sucks.
These all suck. I got one more.
Okay.
November.
Okay.
And it's not that bad. Mm-hmm. Like I don't mind November, but it's coming to a close of the year where I'm like, it's almost December.
Yeah.
So I'm already thinking about the Christmas and all that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, true. That's like the everyone's like, wow, it's nearly the end of the year. Oh, sorry, whose birthday is it?
You know? Exactly.
Yeah, true. If you have your birthday in any of those months, sorry if we offended you, but I'm sure you'd agree.
Yeah, but it's not our fault. It's your fault.
Exactly, for being born in that month.
For being born in that month. Like, come on.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Breaking news. This just in.
Manscaped.
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. And boy, oh boy.
We're boys, and we have a code for you.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
AA meeting, all in capital letters at checkout for 20% off and free shipping at www.manscaped.com.
That's the one. We're wearing the shirts backwards. So, Amy.
Yes, Abby.
How's your day been?
Oh, excellent, Abby. How's yours been?
Yeah, you know, a bit hairy.
Bit hairy. That happens to the best of us.
It happens. How can I fix it?
Would you like to know? Are you looking for advice?
Yeah, I really do need some help over here.
I have one word for you.
What is it?
Actually, I have
four.
Four words for you. Manscaped, the lawnmower 4.0.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. So Manscaped has just released this one recently. Thank you.
So the 4.0 has a ceramic cutting edge blade, thanks to their advanced skin safe technology.
It also has an LED light that you can switch on and off for a safer, faster, quicker, better grooming experience.
I'm just grooming you guys now. What's that like? Is that some ASMR? You got that going on?
That probably sounds nice.
It's got a travel lock so it doesn't cart up your undies and stuff when you're traveling with it.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. You can turn the LED light on and off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a...
I mentioned that, but it's extra important.
You know, we're really falling apart here. It's, you know, just the LEDs are important for like the e-boy vibes
exactly
these days.
Right.
You know,
exactly
like
right.
You need LEDs in your room. And exactly. If you can turn them on and off, you can have a strobe party.
Exactly right.
So it's also got a motor of an RPM motor of 7,000. Uh-huh. It's just like crazy, right?
Crazy. If you'd like to get your hands on the Lawnmower 4.0, but you're thinking about getting some other stuff too, It also comes in the Perfect Package 4.0. Yeah. Oh, goodbye.
I just pulled that in from the trees.
That was pretty special.
Right? Okay, the 4.0 Perfect Package comes with ball deodorant.
Nice.
Comes with some ball toner.
Nice.
Crop Reviver.
Crop preserver. Lovely. What else does it come with, Abby?
Free toiletries bag.
Uh-huh.
And free knickers, ladies and gentlemen.
High performance boxer briefs.
Yeah.
You
know what? It also comes with the title of...
Sexy bitch.
Exactly. Like, you know, you just got to be a sexy bitch when you're wearing Manscaped shit.
Exactly right. Summer is fast approaching, my ladies and gents, and you cannot be hairy at the beach.
No. No one wants that.
No
one
wants
that.
That's
full pedo vibes. I don't want pedo vibes at my pool party.
Exactly right. So if the audience members would like to get their hands on a Perfect Package 4.0, Abby, what can they do?
Well, they can just go to Manscaped.
www.manscaped.com. And what will they do there?
And they will just buy whatever the frick they want on us. 20% of it's on us.
20% of it.
Yep. So use the code AA meeting, all in capitals, one word, at checkout for 20% off and free shipping.
Exactly right. You can pick up the Perfect Package 4.0, a t-shirt like ours, which is backwards. There's the shears. There's all sorts of
fun
stuff.
We talk about them every week. There's so many stuff on there. That's not good English, but you guys know what I mean. Check them out. You better check it out before you wreck it out.
Exactly right.
Bit sunny out here. So
shall we get back to the episode?
Yeah. Thanks, Manscaped.
Thanks, Manscaped. So it was the Met Gala this week.
Yeah.
We had a few people message and ask us to talk about it. As if we wouldn't. It's literally always spoken about all week.
Yeah, and I'm, you know what? I'm kinda cut.
Why?
I'm not invited.
True. It's just rude. One day. We'll be at the Met Gala.
We will
be
at the Met Gala.
Yeah. Next to Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Killing it.
Next to Shawn Mendes.
Yes. Oh. Speaking of people who looked good at the Met Gala, Shawn Mendes.
That was an understatement that he looked good.
Crime. A crime.
He's just like perfect.
Yeah. Agreed.
Because he's stunning. Like he's like a 14 out of 10.
Yeah.
Right? And he's like talented and he's like a nice person and he's like Canadian.
Yeah.
So he's got an accent and he's just like, you know.
It hurts. But yeah, we thought we'd talk a little bit about some of the fits.
Yeah.
Our opinions on them.
Yeah.
Because obviously we are qualified.
Like fashionistas.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And so I think our opinion is kind of all that matters, if I'll just go through a couple of them. If you're listening and you happen to have missed everything on the internet about the Met Gala this week, then I'm using South China Morning Post, so you can check out my list there. Okay, first up we have Billie Eilish.
So what are we doing? Are we rating out of 10?
I think we should rate them out of 10.
The theme was in America or American or something like that.
Yeah, something about being all American. Something like
that.
Again, I mean, what? Not again. But firstly, I'd like to say that I think the reason that, like, everyone was so different, but I think it's because the topic was just so broad. Like,
That's what it is, though. It's always supposed to be a somewhat broad thing so that people can have their own spin on it.
But, like, the year they did, like, camp or whatever, that was cool. Because it was, like, broad, but there's still, like, rules. You know what I mean? Whereas this, like... people could have shown up in whatever they wanted and, like, kind of said whatever they wanted. Like, I feel like it was...
because they had to cancel it last year. They wanted a theme this year that was, like...
yeah, right.
You know?
Okay, let's start with Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm.
Love her.
Goddess.
I couldn't believe it. My jaw hit the floor.
Yeah, she looked incredible.
Yeah, and I was saying to the girls, she just like pulls off the like fair skin, light hair, light dress, like no one else I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was like very like Marilyn Monroe
yeah.
vibes. 10.
10.
Absolute 10.
Love her.
Yeah.
Lil Nas X.
Can I see his?
Okay, so he had the like...
Oh, he did a costume change, hey?
Yeah, he had the this thing, but at first he had the big gold robe. I don't know what his like story was or whatever. Right. But I love it. I think... Because I was saying to, when we were talking about it earlier in the week, I was saying how, like, it's a fundraiser for, like, a costume thing. Like, it's supposed to be a little bit costumey. You know what I mean? Like, if he wore this on a red carpet, I'd be like, is he okay? But because it's the Met Gala, I think it's really great. What are your opinions?
Yeah, he's, like, blown up.
Yeah.
I just don't like the color because the color is kind of, like, tacky to me. Like, it looks like fake gold.
A little Tin Man-esque.
Yeah, I would have rathered silver or like black would have been cool. Or just like a crazy color then. Like not like a yellow gold. I'm going to give him an 8.
Yeah, I'm sitting at about a 7, I think.
You were just like, I love it, blah, 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 7.
I do love it. Like I think the shoes are really cool here too. Yeah. But like compared to other people.
Also, you got to think about like these people, once they get inside the Met, it's like a dinner and a party and like Justin Bieber performed. And like it's like apparently... crazy in there and there's no cameras or anything and like apparently
so fun,
everyone just parties together, you know.
Yeah,
I'd love to go. So like how is he going to sit down and have dinner and then rave afterwards?
Yeah, true. It looks like though in here is like soft, you know. Oh, what okay. I mean, like I think it's just plates on like a unitard.
Yeah, okay.
I gave him a 7.
Okay.
Rihanna apparently she's pregnant.
Yeah, which makes more sense why she wore that.
Yeah.
But her and she looks silly by herself.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's better or worse when she's standing next to ASAP.
I don't know.
ASAP was just wearing a blanket.
Yeah, but then did you see he like took it off and had a suit on?
They looked like a pair with their, you know, quilt covers.
Yeah.
I don't vibe. Rihanna's like amazing. And for her to come out in something like that. Even just the color, like she could have done it in another color, it would have been a little more interesting. But I don't understand the American theme. Is it like that we were a year in COVID and we had to stay at home in blankets? Like, I don't understand.
I'm really not sure.
Riri, I'm going to do you dirty. That's a 5.
Yeah. I was going to say people have like said how amazing this is. And I personally, I'm not a fan.
She looks good. Her face does.
Because she's beautiful. But she could wear anything.
Yeah.
I give her a 4, sorry.
Okay.
Okay, here's a big one. Kim K.
Very controversial.
It is. Do you want to kick us off?
Because everyone thinks that... Because it's very, like, Yeezy.
Yeah.
Yeezus, whatever his brand is called. So everyone thinks it's like her... Like, Dondery. Everyone thinks it's like her announcing that she's back with Kanye.
I've heard that, but then... I read something the other day saying that they're not.
Okay, but like how does she eat dinner? If you guys haven't seen Kim K's Met Gala fit.
You mustn't have been on the internet.
You're living under a rock. But like she's basically wearing this like black cloak that covers her entire face. But it's not like just something over the top of her face. Like it's skin tight.
Yeah, it's like Dementor chic.
Dementor chic.
What do you rate it?
I think... It's a look, and I think it's really cool that everyone knew it was her when there's no part of her skin visible. Yeah. But, like, to the Met Gala, no. Like, okay. I'm going to give it a 4.
4, all right. I agree. I think it's just, like, a power move that Kim Kardashian can show up with her whole face covered and everyone just knows who she is because of the shape of her body. Like, I think that's just the coolest thing ever. I don't know what the story is here, but I really like it. I even like, the shape of the dress and whatever. And I know no one's paying attention to that. Everyone's just looking at her face. And I think she must have taken the mask off for dinner because she did have her makeup done underneath.
Yeah, but it'd be all rubbed up and shit.
Yeah, but who's her makeup artist? Isn't he, like, the best in the world? I'm sure he would have, like, figured it out a way to make sure that didn't happen. She takes it off. And you know how when you take your mask off, there's, like,
yeah, there's like...
her face is, like, imprinted on
the mask.
I'm going to give it an 8. I actually really thought this was right. Cool. Okay. Hailey and Justin Bieber.
I just love them.
So do I.
So much. Mm-hmm. And like, I watched her YouTube channel.
Who's in my bathroom thing?
Yeah, but yeah. She has like, that's just like one of her series things. Like she has so many videos on there. And she also did a video, like a vlog getting ready. And she did another thing with Vogue. And like, I just love her so much. And people were giving her so much shit because her dress isn't out there. But like the vibe she was going for was like Audrey Hepburn, Grace Kelly, like off duty. That's why she had those sunglasses on as well. Mm-hmm. And I think she looks stunning. Mm-hmm. And I think he looks really cool. I love them. I'm going to give him a 10.
A 10?
Yeah.
Holy dooly. I really like that Justin has like wide leg pants on. I think that's cool and different. If it was just a regular suit, I'd be like, please try harder.
But it's the fact that I love that they both go simple.
Yeah.
And like,
but it's the Met
Gala. They pull it off. Yeah, but that's them. And they've been invited every single year. And like, not many people have been invited every year. Mm-hmm. Hailey said that she's been invited ever since she was 18. So she's been invited 6 years in a row. And she can rock up in something like that and still get invited, you know?
Yeah. I think if they wore this on a regular red carpet, I'd be like, oh, love it so much.
Mm.
I'm going to give it a 6.
Okay.
Lily Rose Depp. When I first saw this, I actually kind of liked it. Yeah.
You don't wear like a midriff to the Met unless it's like you're naked.
What was her? It doesn't say on this what her story thing was.
She looks like a pink like a poodle.
Yeah, it reminds me of those like, did you ever have one of those dance costumes and they had the little, they were like the 60s
ones. Yeah,
the little poodle on it. Yeah. I don't know. I think she kind of pulls it off though. Like if anyone else wore it, I'd be like, no, but I kind of like it on her. A lot of people said they didn't like it.
I don't like it. That's a 3.
A 3. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to give her a 7.
Wow. We have very differing opinions.
We do. Okay. Timothy Chalamet.
Oh my God. He looks good.
I just think it could have. I know there's all these things going around about how he was like, oh, I was so nervous, so I didn't know what to wear and blah, blah, blah. But like, he has a whole team of stylists, you know? Like,
I think he looks good. I think I saw the video where he was like, I love Converse and I was so nervous and I didn't know what to wear the Met. And I was like, Converse, because they're going to be like by my side. I reckon that would have looked cool with like a boot, like an army boot thing.
If he had, I reckon like white chunky boots, I would have been like, sick. Oh, this is really cool.
But I really like, I like everything else. I like the like sweatpant almost thing. And then I like the cross of the
The jacket.
The blazer.
Whatever's going on up there. Yeah. I think the rest is really cool. It's just the shoes that throw me. I give him a 6.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I give him a 9.
Alrighty. Okay, this was my favorite one of the whole night, and no one else has agreed with me thus far. I don't even know who she is. Her name's Iman. She's a model. I don't know. Look it up. She's wearing this gold, like, she's got this big headdress. Yeah, but I love the skirt. It's like, just, what are those things called? Like the Cinderella
princess ball gown.
Yeah, but it's like the bones underneath and then you can see her pants. I thought this was really cool. I give this a 10. This is my favorite of the night.
I think it's cool as well, but like not for this year Met.
Right. I don't know what her story was.
Like if that was amazing. Camp like last year or whenever it was, like, yeah, great. But not for America. Like what is she? Is she like the sun? I don't get it.
I have no idea.
She gets a 5.
5. Okay. Fair call. I do think, like, is the Met Gala inside? I mean, like, the red carpet? Or are they outside?
No, it's on the stairs of the Met.
That's true.
The Metropolitan.
If there was, like,
Museum.
A slight breeze, she might be in trouble because I think it was take it with her. But I think she looks beautiful. That was my favorite
I've been to the Met.
The
museum. Metropolitan, whatever it's called. Museum. I've been there. On the stairs in the Met.
Did you pretend that you were like...
I was like standing there. But I went there years ago when like the Met, it was still cool, but like, you know, for our age bracket.
Yeah.
And like Gossip Girl was cool. And they used to sit on the stairs of the Met and eat their lunch and blah, blah, blah. So my friends and I ate food on the stairs in the Met. That's and we thought so it was cute. So cool.
Okay. Another, this is not controversial for anyone except for me, but Kendall Jenner.
10. She looks so good. Mm-hmm. And like she went for that's the look of Audrey Hepburn mm-hmm. in what's the movie?
I don't know what
movie. I can't remember the movie. And Audrey used to wear Givenchy and she went with Givenchy.
Right.
And so that's why they took their spin on it.
Mm.
And the dress looks very similar to the one that Audrey wore. And I think that she just looks stunning. Like even her hair, where it's like that like wisped bun situation. I think she looks like incredible. I think Kendall's the best dressed. I give her a 10.
10. Okay. I think she's beautiful. Like I think that this is one of my favorite looks of the night. But like how many times have we seen Kendall Jenner do like a pretty little bedazzled number? You know what I mean? And I understand the story she was going for and whatever. But I just think it's like no different to several other things we've seen her wear. Like it just felt a bit safe
for me. Yeah, but she's never worn something like that to the Met.
Not to the Met, but like how many red carpets has she walked? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's just like that dress.
Yeah, it's beautiful. But
did
like,
you watch the Vogue behind the scenes thing about
not
it?
Hers, no.
Oh, you should watch it.
But like if she put that on for a regular red carpet, I'd be like, oh, I love it so much. You know what I mean? I give it like an 8 because it is like beautiful, but I don't think it's like anything we haven't seen her do before.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do one more just for funsies.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to finish it off with Emma Chamberlain. This went viral.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of her. I want to be her
friend. I can't believe it.
I know. Did you watch her video?
Yeah.
It came out like yesterday of her getting ready for it.
She made a podcast episode about the Met as well.
My God. I just love her so much.
It's just crazy because she's so relatable.
Yeah.
And because she came from like, like just a normal kid who does stuff like on the internet, you know, she has like just such a genuine personality. It's just so crazy to see her do all these amazing things. And she went with Louis Vuitton.
I know. What the heck? Did you see she wore Louis Vuitton pajamas to the after party? Queen. Love her
I know.
So much.
She gets a 10.
Yeah.
The only thing though, I'm still giving her a 10, but like I'm not mad about the train. Like why is it just one side? Like should it be, I think it should either be shorter and smaller or thicker and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like it's a weird, it looks like a table runner.
Yeah. But I think that is the only part of it that makes it less regular red carpet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree. But I think that maybe it should go like from in between her butt and down and around rather than like a panel on one leg.
Yeah,
that's
true.
The only thing. But I think that she looks like incredible.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think it was like, I mean, it was her first, I don't know, like, I feel like if someone wore this on any red carpet, I'd be like, yes, amazing.
Mm.
But that would be like a bold look on a regular red carpet, and that's why I'm letting her get away with it. You know what I mean? I give her a 10 as well. Love her. Love everything about it.
And her makeup and like
her hair. Oh, she's just beautiful.
I love her. And it's just crazy because she's so like, that's like attainable.
Yeah.
That made me think, oh, I could go to the
Met. I can go to the Met Gala, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like a internet personality. Do you know what I mean? Like, which is what she is.
Not that we're on any bloody level.
No, I'm not saying I'm Emma Chamberlain. But you know what I mean? That's why everyone loved it so much because they're like, I could be that.
Yeah.
Because of like, you know, but no one could ever be Emma because she's one of a kind. Oh.
My knee's cramping up. Okay, well, there are our opinions. If you disagree, you're wrong. No, to be fair, we disagreed on a lot of those.
Yeah.
Which
is weird because we do have, like, similar likes in fashion.
Yeah.
And style.
Yeah.
But we do have very opposite style as well. But, like, a lot of things, sometimes we rock up and we're wearing the same thing. We're like, someone has to change.
Who's it going to be? I got changed 20 minutes ago. When did you get changed?
Yeah. I told you last night I was wearing this.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I thought of it a week ago, so.
But you didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Anyway, let us know what your favorite look of the night was.
Yeah.
Love it. Love to see it.
Yeah, love it. Moving on.
What's next?
Shit, we don't understand.
Oh, it is good. Sticky dates.
Minus the pudding.
Lovely.
Yes. All right. So you guys are not ready for this one.
I'm so excited. Abby's been hyping this up to me all morning.
I just can't with some of you guys.
The sticky dates or in general?
Sticky dates that like, I'm sorry that you guys have had to go through some of this shit, but like, fucking hell. That's hilarious. All right. Anonymous.
Lay it on me.
Okay. So I've been seeing this guy on and off for about 6 months. I met him when I was about 16 through friends, and I've never been close with him until this year we matched on Tinder. And we're both out drinking. We ended up hanging out all night, and he took me back to his place and held my hand while I was walking into his place that he lives with his parents and his brothers. We walked into the house and we say hello to his dad and brother that are in the spa.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. And introduces me to them. But his dad and brother weren't the only people in the spa. His dad's mates were there, which was a bit weird. But anyway, this is a sticky date part, right? We end up sleeping together. Okay, that escalated quickly.
Dude, she's like, anyway, so her dad was in the spa and then we slept together. And we fucked.
So we ended up sleeping together, but in the middle of doing the deed, I had a nosebleed and it went all over him. We both just laughed it off and continued. Then this motherfucker took a phone call during the deed. Like, what the fuck? And then she goes, P.S. he's done this twice now. And she goes, I just ignored it because I thought it was a one-time thing. And like, obviously not, because 6 months later, she's still seeing him and he was doing it. Anyway, now it's been an hour. It's been about an hour of laying in bed and watching movies. And I go to the bathroom to pee. And when I come out, he's laying there, butt naked, with a white line on his dick. And he says, he tells her to sniff it off. This motherfucker put a line of coke on his dick while she was peeing.
That's not real.
Anyways, it's morning now, and he gives me clothes to change into and says, let's go have breakfast. And I walk out, and his mom, dad, and brother are there eating their breakfast. So I sit down next to them, so awkward, I might add, ha ha. He made me bacon and eggs in front of his whole family while I just chatted with them. He then took me to Macca's to get a coffee and then took me home. This dude has fucked with my head so much as he sleeps with and texts other girls while also telling me that I'm the only person to make him feel something and that I'm the only girl he has opened up to since his ex, but yet continues to sleep around. So many red flags. I know, but like, I don't know what to do because I fell for him.
No, that's not so many red flags. That's one.
One giant, white line.
The whole flag. World has a red wash. That is. So wait. I'm a little bit confused because we like time jumped a little bit. So did the line and the things happen on the first, when the spa?
I think it's the first event, yeah.
And then he picked up the phone and then, okay. Okay.
Tell me what you think. Amy, I was laughing out loud in my room by myself when I read that. I just could not. Oh my God. The audacity that boy has. Okay, prompts to him for confidence.
Yeah, he has a lot of that. That's... I don't even know where to... I need 3 to 4 business days to just sit on that and think about it.
Okay, tell me your thoughts. Okay, because she's also, before that, I didn't read it out, but she's also kind of asking for some advice. Like, okay. What the fuck does she do? Because this dude is fucked. Like, excuse my language. Yeah. Like, there's a lot going on upstairs. Yeah. But she doesn't know what to do because she fell for him.
Okay, well, first of all, let's just ignore everything else for a second and just talk about him picking up the phone in inappropriate times. That's something you just need to be like, hey, that's not cool with me. I think that's a bit rude. He's like, hey, mom, nah, I'm gonna.
He's like, nah, I'm good for dinner. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it in the moment. But, like, if it's something that keeps happening at a different time, I'd be like, hey, just so you know, I think it's really weird.
When no, even the for them to reach over and look at it.
Yeah, not okay. I mean, she's kind of said it herself. He's got a lot of issues and yes, she's fallen for him. But like, is he going to make you happy long term? That's the question you need to ask yourself.
Yeah, but maybe she's just looking for something fun.
Oh, if she is, then fun is what you're going to get there. That is
I
a lot of excitement. I want to be friends with this girl.
I said that as well. I was like, can we be friends? And she was like, I have a lot more stories where that came from.
I thought you're going to be like, she was like, I have a lot of friends already.
I literally was like, oh my God. Like, I said, I love you. I said, we've got to be friends. This is like movie shit.
Yeah.
And she was like, this is really the shit I get myself into. It's so fucked. And she goes, I have some more fucked up stories.
Send them through, babes. That's wild.
Okay, what do you think? What should she do? Oh, no, well, like, we just said that, but...
Yeah, I think if she's just looking for fun, then go fun, for it. Cause
yeah, he is the fun doctor.
Yeah, but if she's fallen for... Like, if there are feelings there, that's dangerous territory.
I wonder how she got a blood nose.
Some people just get them. Do you have advice? I don't think that I have advice.
No, I just agree with, like, if you're looking to settle down, if you're looking for, you know, like... The one, not the one, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. That's not long term.
Then, like, material. You know, that's probably not the best option to go with. But, like, if you're looking for something fun and, like, then, like, whatever, sounds fun. But he's very toxic, so, like, he will hurt you.
Yeah. Especially if there's already feelings involved. I'm seeing another red flag, my friend.
Yeah.
My God.
If you've got a sticky date that can beat that, send it in.
I don't think that anyone will. Surely not. If you have a sticky date that's better than that and you haven't sent it in yet, then that's just selfish.
Yeah, then what are you doing? Because we'll keep it anonymous.
Yeah. No one needs to know.
No.
I'm in shock.
It's incredible. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
Should we don't understand?
Shit!
We don't understand! That's not. Shit!
We don't understand!
I'm gonna just hold my hand! What are we guessing?
Abby's guessing today. How does a microwave work?
Woo! How the fuck does a microwave work? Okay, so, obviously the name's in the title. Uh-huh. I mean, the title's in the... You know what I'm trying to say. Microwaves. So small people going like this.
Is that your first guess?
Yeah, no. They're like this, hi, and then like the food gets like all hot, like, yeah, oh my blushes. God, I'm blushing, and then it goes and heats up. No, okay. So obviously there's something to do with the microwaves. Like, you know, what are they, like alpha, beta, gamma rays that are going like this and they zap it. So I think that when it's plugged into the power, through the power lead gets like all the currents and shit from the like power board. And then it just like shoots it at the food. Like it like shoots the rays and like whatever it is, the current and the electrical shit at the food and like zaps it, kind of a thing. And like that's what heats it up.
You've started in a good place.
Okay.
There's like several parts. So there's where the power comes from, not from the cord. There's like something in it. But I think the easiest part to guess is the next part. Microwaves are correct. But they don't zap it.
Is it like some form of like radiation?
That's what like I thought. Yeah. And I think it does have something to it. But think less... The waves do this and more the food does this.
Food gets hotter.
But how? Something to do with the microwaves, the food's sitting here.
Maybe it's something to do with like a, like, because some microwaves are loud, maybe there's a fan in it and like it pumps like hot, like kind of like a heater. It's like a mini heater.
Like a mini oven.
Yeah, kind of a thing. And like heats the, yeah, heats whatever's in it. I mean, obviously it heats whatever's in it, but you know, like it's like a heater type situation.
Not quite. Go back to the microwaves jumping around in there. And then...
But it's what the food does.
Yeah, so the microwaves aren't zapping the food. The food's in charge of it. There's like one word we're looking for.
Is with the an A. Food absorbing...
Yes. The microwaves.
The microwaves. Mm-hmm. And the microwaves are hot.
And okay, so that's
That was my third guess anyway.
Well, that's, you've guessed one part out of, so there's step one, step two, step three, and that's step two.
Okay, so we just jump straight in the middle.
Cool. Yeah, but that was kind of the easiest
bit.
Yeah,
so the food absorbs the microwaves mm-hmm. and the food reacts with the microwaves and has like a little chemical reaction which results in heat.
Not quite a chemical reaction.
Oh, electrical reaction or whatever it is.
Hold on.
Well, it has a reaction with the waves.
Yeah. So the food absorbs the microwaves and then the waves make something in the food do something.
Oh, it like, I think not, stimulates, but like.
Can I just give you one part and then you can guess what it does that part. So it's the water molecules in the food.
Okay.
The microwaves do something to that.
Heat it up.
Yeah, but when something's heated.
Do they kiss it?
Close. When, remember learning in science about how things get like heated up and whatever, and it's like something's happening to the molecules to make them hotter? Like,
oh,
when something's frozen,
yeah, it has
they don't move.
Yeah.
So when it's hot,
they jiggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the water molecules are vibrating from the microwaves.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
And so they just like,
yeah, they're like going nuts.
They're just like on pingers.
Yeah.
And then they're like, boom, I'm ready.
And then there's the first part was like where the microwaves come from. But I wouldn't even know how to give you a hint for that because I have never heard of this in my entire life. Do you want me to tell you or do you want to just like make a guess?
I kind of guessed it though.
Yeah. That was round of applause.
Oh, I just hit my mic. Woo!
Okay, so it says microwaves are produced inside the oven by an electron tube called a magnetron. So it's just there. A thing called a magnetron, which is just some tube that somehow makes, which I think is something to do with radioactivity. Like, I'm picturing one of those tubes.
Yeah, because were you ever told that, like, you can't look into a microwave because you'll get the radiation?
Yeah, well, there is, like, a tiny bit of radiation in it. So I think that's what the tube must create.
To get, like, the current going.
Yeah, and then that goes into the actual microwave part where the food is, and they, like, bounce off the silver part in the microwave and then the food absorbs it and the water molecules vibrate because they've absorbed the microwaves and it makes it hot really fast.
Wow.
Crazy stuff, huh?
What was first, the oven or the microwave? I think we've had this.
What came first, the oven?
Because that microwave thing is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, the first official oven recorded in history was built in 1490, because they would have had like, it wouldn't be like what we
it
have
been
now.
Like it would with like, fire.
Yeah, rocks
and,
shit. Yeah. Rocks and shit. So
rocks
I think
in a
the
box.
Oven
that
was
like
first.
Caveman days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think the oven was first.
And yeah.
The
wow.
The more you know.
Yeah, the things that you learn on the AA meeting.
Mm-hmm. Moving right along, question of the podcast.
Question after. What's the question, Amy?
So the question today is...
That was my chair.
I've done that so many times. They're going to think that I have a gas problem. the question today is, what movies would be made significantly better if the lead actor was replaced by Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Anything spring to mind, Abby?
Ooh. Hunger Games.
So he's
Katniss.
Yeah, kind of fun.
And maybe he's like Karen.
Be fun if he was like Rue, you know,
because if he was like the lead, I feel like it'd be so funny because he'd be like doing the bow and arrow and missing and being like shit.
Yeah,
and then he would have to bring his entourage.
Yeah,
you know, like all the cast from the grown-ups would be the what are they called?
Yeah,
the people in the tournament, what are they called?
The tributes.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
When I first was thinking about this, I thought all of the Taken movies.
Mm.
Because they're so
him
like
him being Taken
like,
or him being Liam Neeson? Is it Liam Neeson?
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Cage, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think Taken would be funny. Do you have any more?
Mm. I feel like maybe something like The Notebook.
Oh, yeah, where he has to be serious romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be funny.
No, Pride and Prejudice, and he's Mr. Darcy.
That's a good one.
Mr. Adam. I think that he would be great at that.
Yeah, I want to see Adam Sandler in a period piece. That would be interesting.
Mm.
Maybe he could do TV series too, like Downton Abbey or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That would be interesting. I was going to say the most messed up movie I've ever seen in my entire life is a movie called Old Boy. It was originally this like Korean movie and then they remade it and Josh Brolin's the lead. If you're over 18, go watch it and picture Adam Sandler as Josh. It's the most messed up movie I've ever seen. But I think if Adam Sandler was the lead, it would be a very different film.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I think like a magic movie, like Now You See Me.
Oh, yeah. He's a magician. Yeah. The Prestige.
Because I think, oh, yeah, that's a bit serious though.
Yeah.
I think that he would be funny being doing the magic and then it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
You know?
True. Let's keep going with this TV series thing too. Adam Sandler in High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Wow.
That's an interesting. He can be Olivia Rodrigo's
He's like, just for a moment. Love you, Joshua.
Can Adam Sandler sing?
I feel like I've seen him sing on one of the... He was the wedding singer.
Was that his voice?
I don't know. I can't remember. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Mm. I don't remember either.
Avatar.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like serious Avatar, not like blue person Megamind. Megamind? No, I love Will Ferrell as Megamind.
Yeah.
What about, like, Vampire Diaries?
Oh, yeah. Is he...
What about him as a vampire character?
Yeah, he could be in Twilight.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that's interesting.
Like, he could be Jasper.
Yeah.
You know, like, not the protagonist, but, like,
yeah, supporting actor. Yeah, he's just, like, kind of in the background doing like, vampire just,
like,
lurking, shit.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm.
Let me think. I really like the Pride and Prejudice one.
Yeah.
Just because it's so different to what we usually get to see him do.
Yeah. You know? I do love a good classic
Adam
Sandler flick, though.
Yeah, true. What if he did, like, children's TV? Like, High Five?
Like, Play School. Something?
Play School. Actually, I think he'd be kind of good at Play School.
I reckon he'd be funny at, like, a Play School, but a Play School where... He could still swear and be himself, but they blurt it out.
Ah, oh, that's a good idea.
Right?
Yeah.
Because he could be like, what the bleep is this?
Yeah.
You know?
Bleep off, Big Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
I like that.
Love it. Do you have any more?
He's like, what's the mother bleeping window today, kids? You know?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler can do no wrong, really. He could...
Yeah.
Play whatever character
you want. There's all these TikToks of people dressing up as Adam Sandler for a night out just because they can.
That's so
And so
good.
They're wearing the shorts that go to like mid shin and the big shorts. T-shirts. Like girls.
Yeah.
And they're going to the bar.
That's so funny. What's your favorite Adam Sandler movie if you had to pick one?
It's got to be Grown Ups.
Fair call. I think mine's 50 First Dates.
That's a good one.
That's, yeah, one of my favorite
But
movies ever.
I love him when he's doing the banter with his mates.
Yeah. Grown
like,
Ups
obviously,
is good.
50 First Dates, he has the banter with the the dude with the lisp and stuff like that. No, wait. Who's his sidekick in that movie?
Isn't it the guy the weird from one. Grown Ups?
Yeah, because they're all his friends.
Yeah.
But I just love it because then also the girls as well on Grown Ups, like the wives, their banter is so funny.
Oh, we should watch, when we finish Divergent, we should watch the Grown Up movies.
It just reminds, like that's going to be us when we're older. Like, whether you like it or not, whether any of our friends like it or not, like, that's going to be us, where we're all going to be going on holidays together with all of our kids, and we're just going to be, like, paying the shit out of each other. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, so cute, so exciting. Lovely. Yeah. Do you have anything else to
add? That was a wholesome
note. It was. That was lovely.
Do you agree?
I do agree.
Okay, thanks. You just like, we're just like, yeah, and then moved on. I was like, does this bitch not want to do that?
No, of course I do. But we have to go on like cool family holiday. Like, we're not going to bloody down the coast. Like, we're going to like Greece with our families. Greece. You know what I mean?
No, we'll go like on like a skiing holiday. Yeah. And like then we'll all go to like Hawaii or like, you know?
Yeah, we're going to do fun holidays.
Yeah, for sure.
Lovely. Well,
I reckon let's wrap it up.
Yeah. Well, that's another episode.
Yeah.
Done and dusted.
Another one. Slap it up there.
In the basket.
Yeah, exactly.
Swish, swish, bish.
Another one in the basket. Is it basket?
I think so. Casket would be a bit dark.
Slice, bish. Another one in the casket. Yeah, lol, no.
Thanks so much for watching.
Yeah, or listening.
Or listening.
Not listening, but like just listening, you know what
just
I mean?
Having it on in the background.
Yeah, background noise.
Whatever you like.
Thanks for supporting us.
Yeah.
We support you.
Exactly right.
So be sure to like and subscribe on YouTube. Be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. Listen to us on Spotify. Tell your friends about us. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok. Everything's down below.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's it.
I think so too.
Yeah. And I know we say all that every week, but like we truly mean it. Chuck us a follow.
I thought you meant all the we support you. So oh, like, no. We really do mean it. If you're not following us on Instagram, then stop listening.
Yeah. Then what are you doing? But yeah, send us through your sticky dates, send us through your topics you want to hear us talk about, advice. Yeah.
Lovely. I'll see you in the next one.
Yeah, see you then.
Lovely.
Bye, besties, and stay sexy. You!
Welcome to my up home. I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go!